Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Great to have you. A little bit of a follow-up story. We had had this terrible incident where someone allegedly ran the light at 9th and Bayou, was captured on the red light camera. He wound up running into a female driver who was pregnant, killing her and the baby. And then the way this had been talked about was that there would be an arrest pending. You've now arrested this person, right?
Yes, we did, but the mother survived. The baby did not.
Thank you for correcting me on that. Thank God. Okay, but the baby did not. But okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so we it takes time to get these cases together through testing and all, and we did determine that alcohol was not a factor. So we have to get all of that together before we issue a warrant and make an arrest and complete the case. And I know it's frustrating to the family, and it's frustrating to us that it does take so long at times. But we did end up with this paperwork, with this warrant, and he has been charged with manslaughter.
And this is a case where just to remind people, this is a case where because we have the red light cameras, we were able to make this prosecution, or at least make it much more likely.
Yeah, there was no doubt what happened. He was speeding down 9th Avenue southbound. He went through one intersection that had a red light camera, and then the next one at 9th and Bayou, the collision was caught on camera. And both, he was caught on camera speeding through the prior intersection. So, we have everything documented on it. It's going to be a solid case.
Mm. Okay. Well, I mean, again, I hate the bad things happen, but I'd rather be able to punish the people who do the bad things, right? You had a kind of a weird incident take place at PPD headquarters there on Haines Street. What happened?
Well, we had an individual breach the perimeter of our back parking lot that is fenced in, that is secure, that has cameras. That's the key part here. And that's monitored. And he got into a unmarked police vehicle and attempted to steal it. He was quickly apprehended, and while officers were questioning him, he said his intention was to steal that police vehicle and lead them on a chase. So fortunately, that didn't happen, and he is well aware that the back parking lot is monitored very well.
So he climbed the fence, got into a cruiser, tried to steal it, and his goal was to drive it like he stole it. His goal was to lead you on a chase. And in the end, you guys, because you had the camera surveillance system, because you were monitoring all this, I guess he didn't even get, did he get the car even started? He didn't get out of the PPD parking lot, right?
No, he never got the vehicle started, never got out of the lot. He was captured very quickly.
Okay. All right. Well, word to the wise, don't be dumb, I guess. I just think, okay, all right. Also, at Wahoo's, we've had a couple of more incidents, right? Something that you and I talk about periodically. It's just amazing what people try to do.
Yeah, it happened again Wednesday night. Two individuals broke into the park or entered the park. Usually that's by climbing a fence. They were trying to rip the televisions off the wall and get into a cooler area. But again, this park is monitored by cameras. They were caught, arrested, and lo and behold, Friday night it happened once again with three more. They were also caught. So we got to get to know around Pensacola. The 3 mile bridge is like 500-0. Baptist Hospital, the old Baptist Hospital, is 8-0, and I think the ballpark by now is about 10-0. So these are places that you don't want to challenge, and you're going to get caught. So they're monitored.
I think
that's the message that we want to get out to people.
I think you said 3 mile bridge, but you meant graffiti bridge, right? That nobody defeats graffiti bridge,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. Graffiti bridge is what I was talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Palafox is back open to vehicle traffic. The first car down was the brand new PPD cruiser. And how's Palafox? Anything of note? Anything you guys have observed? How does that affect policing, if at all?
Nothing. So far, so good. There might be a little confusion on some of the intersections that have what looks like roundabouts, but those are not roundabouts. You drive straight through like you used to do, of course, after you stop. But these are designed to slow traffic down. And so far, so good with the new Palafox. It looks great, and it's functioning very well.
I was surprised at this because I think when you see the renderings, it feels like it's going to be confusing that it's going to look like a roundabout. But as a walker and as somebody who thinks about it as what a driver would experience, like no issue. It's almost you don't even think that it's going to be a roundabout. So I'm surprised that people have that expectation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, if you look at the if you go down there and look at it in person, it's much too small to be a roundabout.
Right.
So it's really yeah. So that's the difference between the rendering and actually being there.
Yeah. It just doesn't give the same visual that you would experience if it were actually a roundabout. So I'm a little surprised that people continue to think that that's going to be an issue, because I just don't think that it's going to be whatsoever. Mike, I've been asking both sheriffs their view of this. I know you're not the chief, you don't set policy, but certainly you guys have talked about this. If Jimmy Patronis's bill, which it's got a long way to go, but if his bill to legalize machine guns goes forward, what does that do for law enforcement for you, and have you guys taken any kind of a position on this issue at all?
No, we haven't, and we're not going to on any kind of pending law. If it becomes legal to do that, then it's legal to carry a machine gun, and that's just the way it'll be. It was the same way with open carry. You know, whether we like it or not, or behind it or not, then that's not up to us. But our job is to enforce laws that are on the books, and if that becomes legal to do, then so be it.
I know we've been talking about it a lot, primarily because Jimmy's our congressman, but typically when there's big changes to the law like this, or even smaller ones, you know, the Police Chiefs Association, Sheriff Association, you know, the unions, people put out analysis pieces, guidance pieces. You know, has there been anything like that from the law enforcement community as far as that goes?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And I didn't think there was either, but I want to check, because you would be much more likely to know than I would, for sure. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. You got anything for us this week, Mike?
Yeah, this is a did you know, and it kind of comes from our last conversation, the last time we talked about the new police car and things about it that are different, that are new. But this one has to do with the tires on police cars. I was asked about this again recently. Can the public buy these tires? And the difference on these so-called, they're sometimes referred to as pursuit rated tires, and they're engineered for extreme durability.
So they're designed to be resilient. They're designed to be what, heat resistant, puncture proof. I mean, I think of, you know, there are certain kinds of tires that are better for this than other ones. And obviously the ratio of the sidewall to the width, the tread, all the thickness of the rubber, there's all kinds of things that go into that. But the pursuit rating, are they, I mean, that's not just like a Z rating, because I know they're not flat, but what makes them so different?
Well, the stiff sidewalls, again, and which are a lot stiffer. That's why they kind of ride like a log wagon compared to a normal passenger vehicle.
Nice.
And so, we do feel it. It's not just the tires, it's the suspension and all, but they're specialized rubber compounds, and they're rated up to a speed of 168 miles an hour. And the question becomes, and this is what I was asked, can we, the public, buy police speed rated tires? And the answer is yes, absolutely you can.
Well, cool. I'll put some on my Civic.
That's not something, I don't know if I would suggest it, because they can be a little pricey. And again, if you want your car to ride like a Kenworth, then go ahead and put those on there. But they're pretty tough.
Built for durability, not necessarily for comfort. I appreciate that. Mike Wood is the public information officer for PPD, and we always talk to him on a Thursday. Mike, as always, thank you for the information. Thanks for keeping us safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.